Ramps are always the first thing we see in the spring, that we really know that spring is coming. Ramps, and then asparagus, and then strawberries, and then tomatoes, and then stone fruit, and then back to the dark ages.
Hi, I'm Opie Crooks, chef at Rick's Progress.
Hey, this is Tom Mueller. I'm a wild edibles forager. Ramps are wild leeks, and so most of the fruits and vegetables that we have or that we think of in a grocery store, like a leek, right? Well, it probably came from something, right? And it may be in its original form, but it's very likely that over time we've modified it. We kept choosing the better variety. We kept choosing the better one to come up with something that we see today in the store. So this would have been the original leek. Ramps obviously are diminishing in numbers. I think before the Depression in the 30s, they were fairly ubiquitous all around us, urban areas, etc. And during the Depression, people were in such dire need for money that they just started collecting anything and selling anything. Kind of the cycle of the ramp is that it stays underground in the winter. It develops a shoot sometime in December. But the bulb itself has a lot of outer membranes on it that were developed from the growth. And then in the summer, as we get into January, that outer husk burns off and you're just left with this little shoot that I bring you,
right,
with the root, the shoot. As we get into the growth cycle, when the ground warms up sometime in March, late March, you get a purple streak on the shoot and then it starts to grow.
We make pesto with the tops, we pickle the bottom, and we use that stuff all year long. We'll preserve that those things specifically for winter. We get 100 to 120 pounds almost every week, which is a lot.
A lot of ramps.
A lot of ramps. And it's a lot of cleaning. It takes, to clean 10 pounds, it takes about an hour, hour and 15 minutes just to clean them properly. And then we talk about processing. So the pickling of the bottoms, the pesto of the top, and then we put them on the menu fresh. There's grilled ramps on three or four different dishes right now under Rick's Progress. We have a ramp pesto going with the first of the seasoned crab in a pasta dish upstairs right now as a small plate. And then we always just have, you know, a plate of grilled ramps if people want them, just to try them for the first time or, you know, really experience what a ramp is like. Every year is different, and you know, last year ramps were like so crazy spicy. Remember, like every ramp was like just like blazing spice. This year they're a lot more mellow. They're still spicy, but last year I made like this ramp pesto, and I was showing this young cook. I was like, "We're gonna make this ramp pesto. It's really simple. It's ramps. It's peanuts. It's cheese. It's oil. It's a little garlic." And I make it, and we taste it. I'm like, "This is horrible. Like this is actually like one of the worst things I've ever made." And I'm tasting. I'm like, it's so spicy and so like raw oniony. I'm like, oh man, I really messed this up. And so this year we got some in, and that same cook still works upstairs. And I was like, we're gonna make this ramp pesto today. And he was like, oh gosh. You know, a year later, he's like looking at me like, are you crazy? And we make it, and it's actually really, really delicious because they're a little bit more mild. This is the most exciting time for us. The way that we buy food and prepare food for our guests is all from local farms or local foragers or local makers within the Mid-Atlantic region. So we're really cooking with the landscape of what is going on in this region right now. And we have no other choice but to cook with that landscape. So right now is the most exciting time. It's when we're most excited. It's when we're have the most kind of green stuff and the most fun stuff to play with. So you can come check us out at A Rake's Progress at the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. We'd love to see you.
I don't have a business card. I kind of float under the radar screen because I don't want people to recognize my car or me, or if I'm parked on the side of the road, then they know I'm in there doing something, right? So the best way is just to contact Opie, and he'll connect them to me.